Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has many things to say to us, people. He loves us. He cares about us. Everything that we do in his name with the intent to serve God and man is causing great spiritual wealth to form upon our lives. And the Lord loves us. He wants us to go forth. He wants us to know him. He wants us to cherish all of his ways, which if we do, we can be effective. And all the laws of sowing and reaping, we control them to our favor by obeying the Lord, by yielding to him, by serving people, by being a blessing, seeking to be a blessing, hearing God out, and also hearing our brother man out. People loves us. I mean, as we love people, as we walk in the love of God, hearing people out, treating people like they matter, great spiritual wealth forms upon our lives. And the Lord can use our goodness that comes from him. He can use your love. He can use my love. He can use every act of kindness. And not one act of kindness is forgotten in heaven. As we go forward, Henry Grover said that the light, people are clothed with the glow, with light. The fabric that they wear is made out of the kindness that they shone on earth. And they glow in the glory of God. Now, this is important. Paul talked about us leaving a pattern of good work when he wrote to Titus. Leaving a pattern of good works. Everybody has a pattern of the way that they do things. Some people walk in love, but they have a problem running late, like I did. People know your pattern. They know about what you'll do. They know what you will say. They know what you won't say. They know whether you're alive or not. People, they detect these things from past dealings. So everything that we do can be, all the things that we do right can be used to God's favor. And also the things we do wrong can hinder what God would be able to do in our lives. Nevertheless, when we destroy the works of darkness and operate according to the works of light, doing things God's way, we make a grand difference in everything that we do. Things that Satan can't undo. And I like that. I'm against him. The Lord taught me something interesting that, you know, I talk about receiving God's word a lot. And I wondered why sometimes people don't receive a word that will make the difference in their lives. Sometimes people hear from God, they heard what he said, then they quickly forget it. And sometimes people hear the word and they do it. They receive it and it's a part of them forever. And I said, Lord, what is it? How can man receive your word? What makes the difference the way people receive the word? And he said, when you enjoy it. If the Lord says something to you and it blesses you and you enjoy it, you're going to keep it. You're going to treasure it. In other words, if you're geared to walk in love, every aspect of walking in love will be treasurable to you. You'll love it and you'll receive it. If you're used to operating in the strength of the Lord, not doing things in your own strength, but doing everything in his strength, when this happens, when you do things in his strength, and you can, when you do things in his strength, it works. And you start valuing doing things in his strength. Some people are trying to quit smoking. They're trying to quit drinking, trying to stop lusting or trying to control their temper, their anger problem. They want to have temperance. And they're trying, which is noble in itself, but that doesn't always work out. What will work is doing it in the Lord's strength. Receive His word. Enjoy His word. Let it be part of you. And you're not going to want to do those. You'll have strength to walk away from those things. And you can gain so much strength that you drive it out of your life. Not just get to a point of having relief, but learning the skill to drive it out of your life. We talked about this in the Sunday school class, in the communion class yesterday. And it's important. You can gain the skill to undo the works of darkness where it'll never be a problem again. And that frees you up to learn something else, something greater. Now, when these things happen, it makes a difference. The more of God's word that you learn and do, it makes a strong difference in life. There's nothing we can't do in Him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want to. I desire to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I enjoy doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. I like not letting the enemy win. There's no reason to lose out. Now, Isaiah prophesied in, I forgot what chapter, it was around chapter 60, 61 or 62. He talked about a darkness that will cover the earth. This satanic darkness that has covered the earth, we have to defeat it. Every person, if they're going to live forever, they're going to get saved. If everybody that gets saved has partially broken through the darkness. But when you grow and learn the word of God, when you receive His word and then treasure it, you believe it, you act on it by your faith, you start living better. That helps you break through the darkness. In every category. Some people break through in some categories, but not all. It's highly possible through Christ to break through every category, not just to the point of relief, but to learn the skill to live high above the snake line. You know, Harry Stone talked about living above the snake line. On high elevated mountains, there's a certain point that snakes just won't go any further. The elevation, the air standard, I guess, I don't know how snakes do, but I don't know if it's the coldness or what. But there's a certain point they just don't go past it. Satan can't live according to the word of God. The word of God trumps him. You have to gain the understanding. You outclass Satan. All of his lies, all of his deceit, you outclass him. You have the authority of God. The enemy polluted the earth with giants in the land trying to stop Jesus from coming. But God always has a remnant that will follow him. Out of billions of people, I don't know how many people lived before the flood, but there was a lot. They didn't die. And they lived over 900 years. They didn't make a day. No man ever made a day. They didn't make 1,000 years. Adam lived to be 930. The oldest man recorded is 969, but nobody made a day. Because God said, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. I don't know how long the hybrid giants lived. They were angel, fallen angel, and human hybrids. I don't know how long they live or what their lifespan is, and I really don't care. They were a weapon against mankind. They looked bigger and they were stronger, but they didn't win. They lost. There were giants after that. And again, you know, this is where we get all these things like Thor and all these, you know, Zeus, all this junk. They were stories that came about because of giants. Hybrids. It's in antiquity. My name is Thurston, which, you know, the Greek meaning is Stone of Thor. Now, people don't keep things like that unless something happened to amaze them. But I don't. The meaning of my name means nothing to me. It just means who I am. That's something my great grandmother came up with. And I use it because my daddy was named that, and I named my son that. But I don't care about Thor's hammer, Thor's stone. It's just a name to me, like Peter, Paul, or John. Nevertheless, God loves us. And the things that happened in the past, the giants which did live, and the enemy's trying to bring them back. Steve Quayle talks about it. And I love listening to Steve Quayle. He's a blessing. You know, the Lord doesn't let nothing sneak up on his people. He got people assigned to show people what's for me. Now, cold religion don't touch something. The cold religion will let things sneak up on you. But there are true men of God out there that God has called and assigned to learn things and publish what's going on. He'll do nothing unless he reveal it to his people. And I love men of God like Henry Groove or Steve Quayle, L.A. Marzulli. I love these guys. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I love Jonathan Kahn and Perry Stone, Irvin Baxter, Pastor Lankford. I love these guys. They're making a stand. They're part of the remnant. See, some people won't let the ball drop. They don't care about their reputation. They do what's supposed to be done because they love God and they know the truth is going to last. And you're not going to be always popular with man trying to, as you stand for the word and preach the truth. But I tell you this much. People will live because of you. Foolish people won't, but true people will. The remnant will, and people that love God will be attracted to hear everything that God is talking about. No matter what, and some things are meant to puzzle you, but when you see that it can win, you have to have enough nous to go forward. I love every good pastor. I love my pastor. You know, my daughter was healed of Crohn's disease. All of my children have been healed. They grew up in a healing atmosphere because my pastor won't compromise. He didn't take the easy way. He don't tickle people's ears. He tell you, if you listen to him, you're going to win. And I love people who love the Holy Spirit, who listen to him. Many people have been healed and blessed because people like my pastor will follow God. And I do my part. I make sure I do the assignments that God give me. Everybody has an audience. And I thank God for every person who stands strong and breaks through the darkness that already formed. There's so many unwilling people to obey God. That's what, see, people don't, they're looking at the Antichrist. They're looking at a man to be the Antichrist. He can't come up. He's like a serpent. Serpents don't work. They just destroy. He can't come on the scene until the strong man is out of the way, either through backsliding or the rapture or just out of the way. He can't get away with nothing if you got people that pray, that know how to pray. We angels help us out. See, we can stop the Antichrist. That's not a problem. But when you have people that don't know God and they love the world more, and you have preachers that love the world, then that's your darkness. The people are looking for the Antichrist. They ought to be getting rid of their Antichrist ways. That's how you kill the darkness. Satan depends on you to be ignorant. He depends on you to yield to him. He can't make you yield to him, but he'll deceive you, and he makes the world system seem stronger. It's just an illusion. It's finna be crushed. All of it. And it's going to be crushed by a man named Jesus. A man. Remember, everything that Jesus did, he did it as a man. He's coming back in his glory. But he's going to crush Satan's head. And his people. And all of hell and every demon, none will get away. They're going to be captured in hell. That's your world system. The giants look big to fool man into thinking that they're greater. He wanted the giants to look greater in your eyes or in the people's eyes. He wants your problems to look bigger than God in your eyes. But if you keep looking at the Lord, you're going to crush your problems. Just like Jesus is going to crush the enemy of this world and take it from him and reign in Jerusalem. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.